So in the Middle East, one Palestinian area, the West Bank, is under the control of one Palestinian group. Gaza, a different area, is under the control of a different group. And let's talk about the state in the middle, Israel. Israeli officials say there are currently no plans to intervene militarily in the fighting, but they are concerned about a humanitarian crisis facing Gaza's Palestinian residents. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli officials are scrambling to respond to the new situation in Gaza and trying to determine what it means for Israel. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev says Israel will maintain contacts with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah.
We think it's very important to keep the channels open with Palestinian moderates, with Mr. Abbas, with Palestinians who believe in peace, who believe in two states. And we want to continue engaging with those Palestinians.
Israel shut down all border crossings with Gaza as the fighting between Hamas and Fatah raged, but they cannot remain closed indefinitely. Much of Gaza's food supplies come from Israel. Foreign Ministry spokesman Regev says Israel is concerned about a growing humanitarian crisis caused by shortages of much-needed supplies.
No one in Israel wants to see an expansion of this humanitarian problem, and we will do what is needed to be done to make sure that we don't have a worsening of the humanitarian situation.
Israel Radio today reported Israel could provide humanitarian aid to the Palestinian population in Gaza. Israel also provides electricity and water to the more than 1.5 million Palestinians in the Strip, and officials say that will continue. Some Israeli analysts say the Hamas takeover in Gaza could offer Israel some new opportunities. Defense officials say Israel will now have more freedom of action in Gaza against militants who fire Qassam rockets or attempt to send suicide bombers into Israel. Just this week, Israeli intelligence announced they had arrested two Palestinian women from Gaza, one of them pregnant, who were on their way to a suicide bombing in Israel. But Reserve Brigadier General Shalom Harari of the Herzliya Counterterrorism Institute told Israel Television there's not much that Israel can do to turn the clock back in Gaza.
The only thing that can be done can be the people that can do it or can intervene are not Israel. It's, if I may say so, only the local population, the Palestinian people itself, and maybe some Arab countries.
Harari says Israel is concerned about an increase in rocket fire now that Hamas has taken over Gaza. He says the only way the rocket fire will stop completely is a large-scale ground invasion of Gaza. But he says that also has major risks for Israel.
Entering with ground forces means much more casualties for Israel, and it means also much more political pressure from different places in the world against Israel, especially if it is not going to succeed.
Harari says there are now in effect two Palestinian states, a Hamas state in Gaza and a Fatah state in the West Bank. He expects a power struggle between the two for control of the Palestinian population. Some analysts say Israel will have to choose between sealing off Gaza and being forced to deal with Hamas, which refuses to recognize the Jewish state. Israel says it's especially concerned about the Gaza border with Egypt and charges Egypt has done nothing to stop Hamas from smuggling arms into Gaza. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.
And you can read about the origins of Fatah and Hamas at npr.org.